Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, a Small Business Advocate. I'm glad you're here. Beverly Williams is our guest. She's our good friend, longtime original member of everything around here, just about. She's one of the first guests we ever had on our show way back in 97. She's the 2002 Home-Based Business Advocate of the Year. That's a galactic award that the SBA gave her. She's a co-author of, along with Don Cooper, of The 30-Second Commute. If you're home-based or want to be, you got to own this book. But that's not the big news. The big news is she's our friend. Beverly, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. It's always my pleasure to be here.
It's good to have you here. How are things in Garrett County, Maryland, Western Maryland?
Well, it's a little snowy. We're going to have a little more snow today. The sea season has finally begun. The ski slopes are forever grateful.
How are the bears?
The bears are in hibernation. That's the good news.
Yeah.
We haven't seen too many of those. Birds.
There's a lot of hibernating. They're not the only people who hibernate in Garrett County this time of year, are they?
Actually, I don't think anybody's hibernating right now. I've been so busy with people wanting to start businesses that it's been a banner year. That's the good news in some respects.
Why do you think, is there any particular reason why you think people are, do you feel like there's kind of a resurgence new interest over, say, a year or two ago?
I think there's a couple of reasons for it. One, we have very low unemployment in this county, which is the good news.
Yep.
The other problem with that is we have a lot more people coming into this area because they want to live where they play, and that means there's not as many jobs for them, mm-hmm. and so they're trying to find other ways of earning a living here. And that's another piece of good news in a lot of respects, as long as they're being realistic about what those jobs can be. And we have 30 people coming for an entrepreneur's workshop tonight, and that's probably the largest class we've ever had.
That's pretty darn good.
It is. But it worries me a little bit about, you know, what percentage of those are going to be viable businesses to move forward.
Don't worry about that.
No, I'm not worried about it.
I know.
I want to make sure that I give each
but
person...
But see, that's the mother hen in you, Beverly.
Oh, I know.
That's the mother hen in you. You want everybody to do well, and they're not going to.
No, I want to make sure that I help them make the right decisions about whether or not entrepreneurship
You feel the responsibility, mother hen.
Oh, I do. I know. You're right. I am a mother hen.
Well, that's what makes you who you are.
Yeah, I guess
that's the reason everybody loves you so much, Beverly.
Well, I do tell it like it is, and I warn people about that in advance, because as mama, if it's not good for you, I'll let you know.
Yep.
And that, unfortunately,
where's your coat, young man?
Well, and I wear lots of different hats as a counselor. Sometimes it's a marriage counselor or a therapist or, you know, all kinds of other advice that people have to make sure that they're really ready, not just committed to it, but ready to do a business, whether it's from home or anyplace else. And that's one of the problems I'm finding these days, is that people are not necessarily ready. They feel it's an opportunity. They're anxious to move forward, but they haven't prepared for it quite yet. I had a young man recently who was all ready to quit his job and start his business.
Holy mackerel.
Yeah, after about an hour and a half with me, he had his to-do list, and he said, well, I guess I'm not as ready as I thought I was.
Did you make him break out into a cold sweat?
Oh, well, yeah, I think he was pretty trembling by the time he left here. But that's, you know, to me that's good, too, because I'd rather they were a little afraid and thought it through again and again and again before they took that leap. He has a job where he's got benefits, and he's got two children to support, et cetera, et cetera. You know, he has to make sure he's got all of his ducks lined up in a row first. He's talking about moving from a mobile business where he was a truck driver on the road all the time. He wanted to be home. But, you know, there's there's a big difference between having a home-based business and being in a truck driving to somebody else.
But do people, are there people out there who still believe, Beverly, that they can just start a business and the money will come rolling in?
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, do they still believe? Are you running into these people that they think, you know, if I just start a business and start selling stuff, money will start coming in?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. All the time.
Yeah.
It's one of the things that when I review a business plan for somebody and they'll say, you know, we believe that this and this and this, and I'll say, why do you believe that? Well, because I just know in my gut it's going to work.
You
know
what? My.
Your gut doesn't pay the bills. And so I...
Well, one thing you should tell them, Beverly, is what you don't understand is that's not... Your gut's not talking to you. That's what your heart's talking to you. Your heart's telling you that.
Yeah.
Your gut knows better than that.
Well, I make them go out and prove to their gut that they're right. You know, I make them do the research, and I won't sign off on their business plan to go get a loan until they can prove to me. If they can prove it to me that there's a good chance, they might be able to prove it to a bank loan officer. But
yeah,
it's too scary starting a business, whether it's from home or someplace else, that people who think they're going to do it from home think that they have the... You know, lower overhead, lower startup costs, but you still have to have the business there to pay.
They wouldn't think of saying, I want to be a brain surgeon. Okay, tomorrow I'm going to perform brain surgery.
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't occur to them because they think, well, wait a minute, I'd have to have education. I'd have to have a hospital. I'd have to have infrastructure and support and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? It's not that much different being a business owner.
No, it's not. It's not.
Now, you don't have to wait that long to actually practice.
Mm-hmm.
But you do have to know a lot more stuff than what it takes just to be a consumer. Do you think that's part of it? People think, well, you know, I go in stores and I buy stuff. They give me stuff. They take my money. How hard can that be?
Right. I think there are probably a few people that think that. I think most people think a little bit more realistically than that and know that there's more to it. They just aren't aware of how much more there is to it. And that's the part that people like me play. And what I would urge everyone to do is to go and find that help and information, somebody who can tell it to you like it is.
Yeah. Stand by, Beverly. Beverly Williams, ladies and gentlemen, the person who really does tell it like it is. She and I will be right back. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
When times get rough and you had enough, you still gotta try.
That's right.
Do it no matter what.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our great friend, Beverly Williams, co-author of The 30-Second Commute. Beverly, give us your website. Tell us where we can find your book.
Well, just remember my name. It's www.beverlywilliams.com.
And the book is there. The book is on Amazon and wherever books are wherever fine books are sold. Don't look for it where the crummy books are, folks. Only the fine books. Okay, Bev, we're talking about some of the things that you run into. Folks, Beverly is out there where the rubber meets the road. She's out there taking on these beginners, people who are, you know, they've got a dream, they've got a wish, they've got a hope. And she's trying to help them make these things that are up there in the air somewhere turn into something real. And Beverly, that's a special talent, that's a special calling. And I want you to know that I take my hat off to you for all the things that you're doing there in Garrett County, Maryland. You really make a difference to a lot of people, and the world needs more people like you. And I think about you. I think about our friends at the Small Business Development Centers, the Chambers of Commerce, who are out there like you. They're out there where these ideas are being born, and they're listening to business owners. They're they're paying attention to when they say things that are that work. They're helping them when they're saying things that are silly, and helping, you know, kind of crafting their, helping them craft their ideas, but without throwing a bucket of water on them. You know, with basically mm-hmm. trying to encourage them. And that's a special skill, and it's a special calling, and I thank you for that.
Well, thank you. I think you mentioned something earlier about my mother hen, and I think that is part of it. I do care about people, and I want to see them succeed, and that is as much the mother in me as anything else, I'm sure.
Well, Bev, you like bossing people around too, so that's another part of it. I mean, I'm not going to let you get completely away with this. You like bossing people around, but seriously, talk to us some more about some of the people that you're seeing, and where there's a disconnect between what they want to do and what they know how to do.
I had a woman call me 2 days ago that has been in a sales type of position for a long time. She wants to stay home. She was ready to plunk out $20,000 to go to school to learn medical coding. She was going to go into debt to do it. It wasn't that she had the cash, but she
medical coding?
Medical coding.
C-O-D-I-N-G. What is that?
Right. It is a process by which somebody goes through medical bills. And it's not the billing piece of it, it's the insurance piece of it.
Okay.
It's getting all that in line for the insurance. And she wanted to quit her job and go and do this. And I said, well...
And so she was going to become a technician at this, a trained technician, and then create a business from it?
Right.
Okay.
And I said, well, how do you know there's business out there for it? Well, there's all kinds of colleges and, you know, courses teaching this. I said, well, that just means somebody else is making money.
That means they've got a good business.
Right, exactly. You know, what makes you think that there is a business out there for you, or that there's enough work out there for you?
Mm-hmm.
Have you talked to any companies to see, you know, if they're hiring, what they're looking for, whether or not the school you're thinking of going to is one that is accredited with them or has any kind of credence with them? And, you know, if this is really something that you think you want to do, that's all fine and well, but you need to make sure there's a market for it as a business first. Otherwise, go find a job and ask them if they'll pay to train you.
Right.
You know, why should you put out that $20,000? If you're going to make this into a business, make sure the business customer is there first.
Right.
And she said, well, how do I do that? Well, I just told you.
Yeah.
You call places. Who would use this kind of service? Well, doctor's offices and okay, so you call around to the ones in your local area and talk to the billing people there and find out whether or not they use somebody to do their medical coding. Oh, I hadn't thought of that.
Or if they're, oh my goodness, she didn't even thought about who her customers were going to be.
No.
See, that's folks, this is, you might be saying, I can't, you know, of course, you know, I don't know. I think sometimes people listen to what your story, Beverly, and they think, well, wow, you know, that was pretty dumb. But you know what? People do it all the time.
Yeah, these are intelligent people. This is not somebody without an education.
Well, she's smart enough to have $20,000.
That's right. Or at least the possibility of getting it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, this. What happens to common sense people when they want to start a business is that they lift both feet off the ground instead of staying grounded.
This is why, Beverly, I tell people, if you have no business background, go get a job doing what you want to do and learn about that industry, learn about that business, learn about running a business, get a job with somebody and find out what it's like doing that.
Well, that's exactly what I
And they don't like hearing that, though, Bev.
No, they don't.
Because that delays their dream, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's their instant gratification. I want to do it now. I want to work towards it. I've been thinking about this for a long time. Well, you haven't been thinking smart about it. Not smart enough to be doing it yet.
Yep.
And that's the sad point. It's the hard part of my job is telling people that. But then I give them the encouragement and I give them their to-do list and say, okay, let's do this, this, and this, and we'll check back with each other soon.
Yeah. You know. Beverly, good job. Good job out there in the marketplace. I'm proud of you. And we'll see you in a couple weeks.
I'll be here.
All right. See you later. Beverly Williams, ladies and gentlemen. And you know she's the best. Quick break. Right back with David Dossie right after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.